Inside Lacrosse Podcast.
Thanks for coming back to the Inside Lacrosse Podcast. I am Terry Foy, and I am joined by, once again, a very special guest, him being Connor Martin of Condro Chill, of three-time Laxey Personality of the Year fame. CBC, my friend, there's a lot going on in your world, and it's an appropriate time to check in, as you are about a week removed from Condro Chill's latest single, We Should Hang Out, drop it on YouTube. And I want to get to the song, I want to get to the video, but, you know, one of the things that I love talking to you about is just kind of how do you gauge the reaction that you guys have gotten since this video went live?
Hey, first of all.
Oh, yeah,
Terry,
I'm sorry.
Thanks for having me. Come on, I didn't even get to say hey.
Yeah, that was bad hosting on my part.
No, you just went right to it, which is fine. People don't care about introductions. Let's get to the facts. Yeah, it's been fun. People have been, I don't know, we tried to make a funny video with the catchy song, and people have been responding well. No one's been like, I hate you, I'm going to burn you, I'm going to burn your house down. So that's good. None of that. I think we're on to something.
So this song to me, because your songs are awesome, I've always found them to be very movable, meaning I can move easily to them. This one had a little bit more of a funk vibe going on, and I think that might have been the impetus for including roller skates and a roller rink. Granted, I also am aware of your predisposition to loving both roller skates and rinks. Am I right on in saying that, you know, maybe you had a little bit of Afro play going on with the decision-making process?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a total funky kind of disco thing. We wanted to, a lot of our songs are just like, yeah, in your face. And especially when you play live shows, you're like, the crowd can only do so much. So this song is way more groovier, way more funkier. We thought it would be super fun to dance. And then, of course, you know, like, was it Goldmember was roller skating and Austin Powers, like a genius. And then, of course, all the old roller rinks. And we just kind of, it just made sense, so we could put our own twist on it, having a close-up off. We thought that'd be fun and obnoxious and just not, like, trying to hit on chicks but sucking at it, because, you know, we definitely all suck at hitting on chicks. We're all married now, so we don't have to do it.
So you're just off your game. I mean, it's like
ball ball. Yeah, it's our game. I can barely, yeah, we're brutal. We're brutal. So the only move is just ripping off our clothes and revealing our disco glass cod pieces, which we thought was a pretty strong. I mean, it's coming on strong, but I thought it worked.
Well, so the cod pieces are where I want to move next, obviously, because in each video, you got to bust out something special. So whether it's a solo wheel or a firework gun or the neon boombox, what would you say was the coup de grace of this particular video?
Absolutely. When Ty came up with that idea, you know, like the song happened. My brother killed it on the song. Came up with a little tagline, we should hang out, because we thought that'd be funny. And then the next piece of the puzzle is really what cod piece are we going to wear? Because we've decided that no matter what, like, we wear tights now, so, like, you know, basically no one wants to see your dangle. But wearing a cod piece actually helps in many ways, protection as well as cover up, you know, with, you know, no imagination to the eye, just sweet, just action packed, you know, on your crotch, which is cool. So we said, what if we made it a disco ball? And Ty came up with that idea, and we just went with it. We thought it'd be hilarious, you know, and it's like, you know, it's fun, it's exciting, it's in your face, it's definitely pushing it. We're well aware of the line we're walking, but we thought it was hilarious, so we went with it.
So what was the second coolest thing in the video?
Roller skates. We're so bad. I fell so many times, and it was so hard to be good. If you, like, watch the footage, like, that's, like, easily the best stuff we did. Because we're so bad, and we, like, tried to be cool and good at it, and it just never looked good. So it was just kind of a gag, but it was still really fun. I, like, roller skated for 3 weeks. We had that place for, like, 20 hours. It was awesome. We just got to skate.
A little bit of cardio, being on the wheels, but then also a little bit of the physical impact. Luckily, you had protection. You were wearing padding in some strategic locations. What was the physical toll in comparison to your typical MLL game of recording this video?
Oh, yeah. Very tiring. MLL game, you don't have to, like, organize all the fans. All right, you know, I'm going to organize all these fans. You guys have got to sit in this section, cheer when I score. All right, make sure you boo when the other team does it. Or I'm going to go play the game. All right, and then come out, you know, like, so when we do videos, it's like being you know, you got to manage all these. We had, like, 100 extras, which was sweet. We just put, you know, it's starting to work, so people show up to our videos. And so you got to manage everything, directing, and then you got to go skate for, like, you know, 3 hours and run around and set up for 8 hours. And it's just insane. So it's definitely different. It's not as, you know, ML game's pretty sweet, physical, and you get punched in the face a bit, and, you know, but videos are just different. They're the long grind. It's like being on setup crew and then having to play and then take down crew.
So let's just shift real quick from the right brain to the left brain side, because one of the things about We Should Hang Out that was a little unique was the approach that you took on the business angle to making it all happen and come together. That being running a Kickstarter fund, for the first time for the band. You guys, you know, raised a ton of money, got a lot of support, put, you know, fans put their money where their mouth is, so to speak, and, helped you out. How integral was that Kickstarter fund in being able to pull this off? And, you know, what were your thoughts on just kind of how that foray into a new world of moneymaking went for you guys?
Well, that was huge. And so we're, you know, in complete debt to the beautiful people who helped donate to that. So thanks for supporting us, posting that for us and stuff. So basically this project, and like any project, these things are just like money holes. You know, they just suck a lot of money, and they cost a lot to just produce music, produce videos. It's just insane. So, and we haven't even paid ourselves in, like, you know, a year. So it's been in total investment mode. And so actually what's cool about when you have money, like, money doesn't change everything, right? You know, I think everyone's experienced that at some point where, like, you get paid, your video doesn't get better. It just, everyone got paid, or sometimes they're even worse because people expect something. So we haven't had really any money, like, pretty much the whole time we've made videos, and you know, depending on how good they are, it's really just depending on the idea. But this time, what was so amazing is we made a video in July with the Kickstarter money that we got, and we didn't like it. And usually when you have money, like budgets, like, that's the whole cool thing about having a budget, is if you suck that day, you can come back and do it again. And you know, usually we don't have the opportunity. It's like, tonight is the night, we've planned it for months. If it doesn't work, and we're stuck with it, or the thing's ruined. And we've gotten lucky the whole time in our minds. Like, we're like, well, we got what we wanted. So we made a video and it didn't fit the song. And we're like, dang, this didn't work. And we, like, you know, spent some of the money on there. And we have, like, you know, some of the footage is pretty good, but, like, we basically shifted directions, and we were able to do that because of the buffer we had, you know, and the part of the creative process is, like, is failing. And so, and, you know, not liking ideas. I don't think what we did was, like, a bad idea, but it was really unbelievable to have the support of people to help, like, so we could get through it, you know, and we were able to crank out, like, we were able to experiment, not go too deep, you know, not, like, waste a bunch of money, but just know, like, hey, we need a plan for something else. And so we did, and we made this new video with the roller rink, and we were really happy with it, and we thought it was hilarious and just super fun, and we were able to rent a roller rink. That was sweet. And then we were able to get our music mastered and had some help with producers. So it's just, like, really cool to have, like, a little cash to make your, like, vision come alive. And, it's, you know, no strings attached, but, you know, like, we work our butt off. So I hope people, you know, I don't think people will be, you know, we're still in the same wheelhouse, and we're not, like, you know, we didn't, like, you know, take the money and be like, sweet, thanks, we're going to go buy a car, we're going on vacation, you know? Like, it's really helped us. And we, you know, we're using every penny. It's just awesome. It's weird. I mean, we've never been invested in, so it's just, like, it's a weird feeling. But, you know, we try to, and we have the new EP, the second half of the Kickstarter coming out soon. We have the new EP. So that's got, you know, 5 new songs on it and a new video. Kind of beginning what we said, and hopefully people love it.
Well, so now my curiosity has peaked in terms of this dead footage. Are we ever going to be able to see this? And if we do, what can you give us a hint as to what it was that you buried? And maybe if it comes back around, we'll be able to identify it as the video that almost never was.
Well, we did this before. The merman footage. So there's a video called Partied Out, and then we become mermen in it. Well, that was originally for Power Happy, but it didn't work for Power Happy. So we had this dead footage. But then it resurfaced. We just, like, forced it into Partied Out by having a underwater scene or whatever, you know, so we're like mermen and just being like Zoolander and thinking we're hilarious. So it'll resurface, you know, it's like you'll find something for it. It's pretty cool. There's some pictures, I think we posted a picture and we were like, oops, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, but you haven't told us what it was, so how will we know when we see it?
We had a little skateboard race or something on our butt, so we'll see if it can resurface.
All right, perfect. I'll keep my eye out for some road rash. But speaking of top secret news, keeping with the left brain theme, I don't know if you're ready for this. Can we do a little bit of CBC promotion, or at least tell people they should be on the lookout for something big coming from the band shortly?
Oh yeah. Top secret. Well, Vienna, we're coming back east.
Huge news.
Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah. I didn't need you to let the cat out of the bag, but certainly would love to help support that. Make sure. All the fans are aware that
we're
they got to have
back
their neon
east.
Ready.
Announcing Wednesday. We're coming back east. The band's coming out. We're playing 3 shows in the DC area, New York, and Boston over the weekend of November 22nd through 23rd. So. We're coming back east. We're just gone for it. We need to go play a show for the people who have supported us the most for like the last 3 years, you know? So our show is ridiculous. I mean, I don't think people realize what we do because they think it's videos, but it's really a live show. It's kind of the pinnacle of what Combo Chill is. So it's super fun.
You would advise fans to make sure to hydrate, limber up, a lot of stretching, maybe some calisthenics even before the show starts?
Oh, absolutely. Plyometrics, super encouraged, you know, big stretch and cool down after, super hydrated. I mean, if you drink one beer, you're going to be dehydrated and you're going to puke on someone. It's just from the amount of exhaustion. It's basically an aerobics class, live, with live music and costumes.
Maybe you should consider that as an alternative career option if, you know, the whole becoming a big famous music star doesn't work out.
No, there's a lot of backup plans. We're very serious about our backup plans. Yeah, aerobic studio, costume department, you know, costume closet people can rent. What else? You know, fitness instructor, you know, just public, a motivational speaker. There's a lot of stuff you can learn from what we're failing at.
Well, all right. Now, part of the backup plan is required because you're no longer eligible to continue racking up Laxies for Personality of the Year. The Laxies for 2013.
Had my run.
I know, you had your run. You're just, you're kicking your feet up and you're watching everybody else duke it out. The Laxies for 2013, voting starts today, September 23rd it is, right? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's what we're looking at. CBC... You're not. It's uncharted territory. You had a 3-year run. You took the mantle from Brett Queener, who was back-to-back winners in the first two Laxie voting contests. And so, this was a decision that we came to last year. You knew that it was going to be the end of the run. How's it feel being kind of a spectator? I see a lot of analogies between Ray Lewis's NFL career and your Personality of the Year career when it comes to the Laxies.
Ray and I have a lot of similarities, you know, size, stature, attitude, you know, Baltimore, you know, so I had to call him and he consoled me on some things and how to deal with it. It's been okay. But Ray's been there for me. Yeah, I think Ray Lewis and I are just two peas in a pod.
For sure. And you went out in style with the December issue cover of last year's magazine. But now as we kind of spin it forward, I guess, you know, one of the things I was kind of always interested in your perspective on was like what this meant, you know, because obviously it's like the epitome of a popularity contest of fun and like, you know, the types of things that people want to be around. So, what's it like to take that down 3 years in a row and then just kind of see who's going to fill your footsteps?
I didn't hear that one sec. My wife just walked in.
No worries.
Yeah. What was the question?
No, it was just...
That's bad interview etiquette.
No, it was... Well, it was also a really bad interview question because I asked how it felt, and that's just a stupid thing to ask. I think it's kind of...
You can't go back on it.
What? No, so like, I asked that question?
Okay, do whatever you want.
Yeah, no, I'm going to...
Go.
All right, well, wow, now the pressure table has been turned. No, yeah. What are your thoughts on kind of, you know, being the dominant popularity contest winner for our contest for 3 years and then now handing off the reins?
So, yeah, it is a little popularity contest. I had a lot of Facebook people, you know, so that's just, you know, it's just all bias. Like, who can acquire, you know, Paul would win it if you guys would just nominate him. But, you know, it's just about Facebook followers. It was nice you get to do that because I'm just a little lax guy. You know, I just like playing in the league and it's fun for me to even be there, but you guys are very kind, like, letting me be there, you know, in your popularity contest and stuff and be a part of the fun tribe, this little boy from Oregon. So it was nice for you guys to do that, but yeah, we all know it's ridiculous and, it helped a lot of things, you know, like Boomtown and my other things that I do with the band. What else do I do? So your popularity contest has definitely helped my little life, but it's just fun. And I'm just stoked that you guys put a guy in pink pants on your cover with a lacrosse stick. Sometimes I look back at what I've pulled off in the lacrosse community. I'm like, I can't believe like this happened. You know, so the stuff that you guys have let me get away with is pretty funny. So I'm like, I guess hindsight. Yeah, I've been a kind of a spectator this year because I got hurt, and obviously not like up for this personality of the year award. So it's been very funny to look at in hindsight what the hell just happened, and I'm just like, whoa, this is ridiculous. Not that it's over, but it's definitely been a funny 3 years of roughing it up.
Right on.
An idiot.
Well, now we got to figure out who, you know, as you are sitting there from the ivory tower, being able to cast judgment over the other personalities, the nominees to succeed your personality of the year reign are Duke coach John Donowski,
great man,
former Yale Bulldog, current NLL, MLL player with some injury issues. We'll see how it shakes out for him. Also making his run in Hollywood, Matt Gibson.
Hilarious. I've endorsed him.
Okay.
I've officially endorsed Matt.
Okay.
Funniest guy there is.
Good to know.
Via Twitter.
The probably proto-Canuck, John Grant.
Actually, underrated. Hilarious. He's pretty much, I got to spend a year with him on indoor. Awesome. Funniest guy. Easily one of the funniest Canadians there is. He's also got a lot of confidence because he's so damn good at lacrosse. But, he's fabulous. Yeah, I don't think people know that, but he's funny. He's a beauty. Absolute definition of a beauty.
Different kind of personality here to round out the last two selections, but maybe the ultimate meathead, Greg Grenlian. Hopefully he takes that as a term of endearment. Otherwise, he'll beat me up.
He's like, he's beast guy. He's freaking awesome. That guy got a great attitude, and he could lift me over his head and check me like for 15 yards. It'd be awesome.
And then rounding out.
If you can't lift them above your head, you don't have a personality.
Good to know. And then rounding out the nominees is Brian Spallina, who I think might get the award in kind of a WWE heel type of way. After his long wet hair has been whipping around the MLL fields and, you know, racking up penalty minutes for the last more than a decade. A lot can be said
legend.
About Brian Spallina.
He's definitely a legend. Dude, that guy doesn't stop winning championships.
It's amazing
how many rings he has. I mean, he's pissing everyone off because he's just in your ear the whole game saying horrible things. But gotta hand it to him. The guy's a winner. You can't take it from him.
No doubt. So the
good for him.
The coolest moment of the run up of this for me was calling John Donowski about 10 days ago or so because I wanted to let him know that he was going to be nominated because it's, you know, relatively uncommon for a guy that, you know, is coming off of a national championship to have somebody in a media outlet call him up and say, hey, we really want to showcase your personality because we love following you on Twitter so much. And the best part about it, he was all about it. He's like, hey, yeah, love it, sounds great. And you know, he knows that it doesn't matter,
yeah,
but it's still awesome. Yeah.
I love the Long Island. Yeah. No, it's a funny, everyone knows it's not a real thing. It's fun. So just, here we go. Have some fun.
So, all right.
Not that the Long Island is real. I'm sorry. Not It'd be cooler to win player of the year. Sweet, I'm a good lacrosse player. Thank God. People respect you for me and my stick, not just my mouth.
True, true. Well, that's come a long way as well. We'll get to that in a second, though. But before we jump off the Laxies, I want to ask, so you endorse Matt Gibson. You know, I think that...
Yeah, officially. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry to the other guys. Great guys.
But I'm curious, all right, so folks that are a little less familiar with Matt Gibson, what is it about him that appeals to you so much?
His eyes, like his hair, you know, his soft skin.
He's just so
stuff
dreamy.
Like that. He's pretty dreamy. Now, you know, I've probably met him in person a couple of times, and I didn't really get what was going on. And then I started following him on Twitter, and I just, like, it's like been like an internet romance, I feel like. At least in my head, I don't know what he's feeling. This would be awesome if you heard this. He's freaking funny, man. He's just smart, you know, so obviously, like, he gets thrown under the Ivy League bus a lot, but nothing wrong with being smart. So it's just like all his tweets are just super self-deprecating and funny. And you can just tell he's starting to post like little videos on his Instagram and stuff and like make videos with his friends. And of course I have a complete appreciation for that, like making a fool of yourself and putting it on the internet, especially in our lacrosse community, which hopefully people are used to by now. So I support, people should support people getting goofballs and whatever. And he's, everyone knows he's good. He's super good at lacrosse. So it's just, I just think it's people, I just follow him on Twitter and or just go through his stuff. It's so funny. He's giving away good jokes. I don't know. I make these Boomtown videos, you know, where I'm like walk around all serious and do stupid stuff, you know, and look like an idiot. You know, I gotta get him up to Oregon and we can make a video or something. It would be good to have a compadre.
Can you imagine getting to a point where you have enough jokes that you can just give them away for free on Twitter with no, like, repercussions? Like, running out of jokes?
I don't. I'm out of jokes. You know, I have to wait for something to happen to me. He's got jokes. He's giving away jokes. If I were you, just follow comedians and you can just, all they do is give away jokes all day. But yeah, Matt's super funny, so I don't know. It sucks that he got hurt this year and stuff. I dealt with that too, so you're just like, dude, he's super funny. But, you know, after lacrosse, you got to do something. And it's either you're going to be a coach or you're going to get some other job. And he's chasing his dreams, so you got to respect that.
No doubt. But let's end it on the comment that you last touched on, that being, you know, where you're kind of at when it comes to the Ohio Machine, the MLL, and a back that's got to heal up. How you feeling, Con?
I'm getting better. It's just, yeah, definitely frustrating year. Very humbling, you know. I was planning on being, you know, this was my fourth year in the league, which is hilarious that happened. So I'm still thankful that was a reality. But, yeah, it just sucked. It just hurt my back. And, like, training camp and just couldn't shake it all summer and came back. And, like, had, like, one good game and, like, three just crappy ones. And you're just, like, this is, I don't know, you kind of forgot about, like, you just forget. I think everyone deals with the injuries, you know, like this. So you're just, like, I forgot how to play. It sucks. So
it is weird. That's definitely one of those things that I think, like, you know, the further you get away from playing sports, you realize, like, you know, me, right? So, like, I haven't played competitive sports in, like, 13 years. So, like, you do forget, but I'm surrounded by it all the time. And then I'm like, oh, well, that guy's injured. You know, that shouldn't impact his performance that much. But then, like, you know, depending on how severe your injury is, like, you're completely limited in what you're, like, used to being able to do with your body. And it's pretty much what being a good athlete comes down to, right?
Yeah, I mean, especially my game, I was like a quick guy who tries to get by people and with the ball on a stick. At least that's what I was doing in MLL. And I really wasn't like that awesome at that. So I was like just an okay, pretty mediocre player out there when I'm hurt. So no one wants to be hurt. Yep, so humbling. And I don't know, my whole goal is just becoming 100%. So, you know, I mean, obviously I have a long time till training camp, so I plan on that being 100%, but definitely doing all my rehab and getting after it. So plan on, you know, I love lacrosse and it's like my thing. You know, when you go to bed at night, like, what do you think about, you know, it's still that ticking in your head, you know, even after like being hurt all year. So whatever, I'm going to just work my butt off and get back out there and just want to be a part of, you know, I just want to be playing. So that's what I'll do. We'll see, like, there's stuff brewing in the MLL. Right, there could be expansion or not, or I don't know. There's all kinds of rumors going around, so you can't really depend on all that. you know, like, well, what they're talking about. So you just kind of hope that you're healthy and ready to go come April when training camps pop up.
How awesome would it be if you got taken number one in the expansion draft again? You're like the only guy that's ever been taken twice in the expansion draft, number one overall.
Like no one will protect him because he's not valuable enough to build your team around. But he's really exciting. I think we could use him for a couple of years. That'd be pretty funny if that was my deal. I feel like Chaz, that happened to Chaz.
That would be too. Awesome. If that happens, we'll do something about that.
Chaz keeps getting picked number one and everything. He's very exciting. Oh, God, the fans love him. He'll jump over the goal. Let's bring him out.
Yep, for
all right,
sure.
Let's get rid of him. All right, let's bring him out. He knows all about that. We joke about that. I mean, yeah, that's the reality of the league is that you just people get bounced around and don't fall in love with
So
you can't fall too in love, you know, because people get rid of everyone.
For sure. But that being said, you mentioned it's obviously far away from MLL training camp, which means that we're smack dab in the middle of football season, and you got a pretty interesting Oregon Ducks squad up down the road there from you. Any thoughts on what those chrome winged, you know?
I think Ray Lewis is going to play for him this year
because
he's
done with sick.
Pro, so he was thinking like maybe I'll play college. That's cool. Yeah, Ray Lewis. He's on that team, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He's on the Ducks? Yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched the game yet.
Oh, come on, bud. You got to get out there.
Go Ducks. No, they, like, murdered everyone. It's like, I only watch when
it's competitive.
It's kind of weird. It's like Oregon's turning into, like, Alabama. Like, everyone becoming a maniac about Duck football. And you're just like, because there's no pro team here. So we're, like, Roll Tide, but Oregon style. It's, you got to be careful, guys. Everyone be careful.
There it is. Connor Martin, you've got a lot going on in your world. You've got a lot going on today, bud. So I'm going to let you get out of here.
Thank you.
You're the best.
God, get me out of here. I'm an idiot. Love you guys.
All right, we'll see you in November.
Kissy. Yeah, please, party on.
Inside the Cross Podcast.